we discussed that there is, in terms of a yid having a business together with a goy, there is two general categories. One category is the category in which the goy is paid for the work that he does, and not really for the work, but for the hourly. He's a schir yoim. He gets paid for the per time. It's per time agreement. Every hour that he works, he gets paid. This is an issa because it's not far from Amir al-Anochi, really, in which you're asking for him to do specific work on Shabbos, and therefore that would be also on Shabbos to ask a goy to work per hour. The other category is a category which is either kablonus or arisus, and each of them, he's a contractual, he's a salaried worker, but he's doing a contract, and he'll either get paid for the full job, or he'll get paid for, once the full job is completed, and he can do whenever he wants. Or similarly, if his contract is a salaried worker for, he gets a percentage of the work that he does. So either way, these categories are generally fine because you're not asking him to do any work on Shabbos. However, at times it's also because there is an additional issa of maris ein. If the kind of work that he's doing is generally something which one does paid per hour, and then it would appear for the onlooker, for the bystander, he may look as if the goy is getting paid for the hour, and although it may not be, but that's what it looks like. It looks like he's a schir yoim. And that would be also then because of maris ha'ayin. So that's the general concept. And having said that, we're now ready for Simon Reish Mendalit. Is a maloch is yochala en yudi laso is biada yisoel. And the loch is as follows. Poisek odom perish masne ma'ina yudi hal meloche. Her person is poisek, his masne stipulates with a goy on a certain meloche, the koitzet stomim, and he sets an agreed, fee, and then the goy can do the work whenever he wants. So he stipulates how much money there is in that job, and that is then done. The goy does it whenever he wants. Even if he does it on Shabbos, there is maker din no issue because he can do whenever he wants, and it's called kablonus, and he's a salaried worker. He doesn't necessarily need to do it on Shabbos, and therefore there is no issa. However, when it is being said, betzina, when it is secret, when it is done privately, not secret but privately, shein makirin akol, because when people generally don't recognize, don't know, shizu amaloch nasis b'Shabbos shel Yisrael, when people don't realize that this malacha, she'en makirin akol, shezu malacha nasa b'shabbos shel Yisraeli, when people don't realize this is a Yiddish, Jewish work involved, havali mois yudu mefosemes also, but whenever it is well known that it is, imos yudu mefosemes also, then it would be also. Sha'roi is en Yehudi, because when the person sees the goy, oisek, when the bystander sees the goy doing this job, he doesn't know that it's kotzatz, it stipulates, and there's an agreement how much he's going to earn. And he's going to say, this yid, this Moshe, this Yankel, he's paying an Yehudi, he's paying it per hour. So although it may not be in real terms, it may not be an hourly agreement, it may be a work, for the entire job, which really essentially is permitted, but people may not have that, and people may think that it is an hourly job, and that's also on Shabbos, and therefore there is a problem over here of maris ha'ayin. Lefichach, therefore, if you're asking the goy to build for you a chatzah, a garden, or a kosloi, or a wall, or a liktzesadeu, to plant, or to cut, to harvest the field. Now, so this is again, you're paying him for the full job. So really, it should be okay. You're paying him, okay, I'm paying you £500 for the wall. I'm paying you £500 to plow the field, and to harvest it. So really, it's not paid power. Well, if it is generally done in the area where that's where people can see him, you may not allow him to do the job on Shabbos, because the onlookers, the bystanders, they don't know that he was prearranged and stipulated. The Rama continues, even if you are living amongst goyim, so therefore you would have assumed that there is no problem over here. There is no maris ha'ayim when there's only goyim living there. So if you're the only yid living, so you can ask him to do something, because what are you concerned about? Nobody's going to see this and think that you have employed in power, because it's only goyim. So he says, no, you still have to be concerned. You have to be concerned about potential visitors and guests that are coming. So there's still room for concern. One potential problem of Maris Haini is when there's guests coming and visitors coming that you may not expect. Alternatively, even your own household, there's Maris Haini with your own children and wife and close family, they also may not have exactly what you're doing, and there's a problem Maris Haini. If it's chutz l'tchum, it's an out of the area. There's no other tchum that borders into you. There's no other city that borders into your tchum. So if there's mamash no way that somebody could have come on Shabbos and see what you're doing, definitely not beheta, then muta it would be permitted. And if a goy brought in, he gathered, he collected the sheep, Yiddish sheep, to go into his fields, that is a discussion elsewhere, which we actually discussed in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin. Let us go back to see the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph, Kotzitz Dom, Heinu Kabdonah. So the term of, there is either Schir Yoim, which is the category of the which is forbidden. Schiyoim is if you're paid per hour. That's also. Or here, you're stipulating your pay. It's a contractual work. That's called kablonos. Shemasneimo, you're stipulating with him. Shiaselo is a melacha. He's doing a certain work for him. Bischa, for a paid of a kotz of a paid amount of work. So that examples for that would be, right? You're asking somebody to do a carpenter to do a table or a svarim shank, a bookshelf for you, and he's doing it. So it doesn't really make a difference how many hours it is. Even though he may initially be setting the amount based on how much long it takes, obviously, but that may be initially what the fee is based on. But it doesn't make a difference, because ultimately now it's a fixed amount, and even if it takes him shorter, it takes him longer, it won't affect the price. So that's called kablonos. Now why is it permitted? Why is kablonos mutter, even if he does it on Shabbos? So you've got a goyish carpenter who is doing it on Shabbos, who potentially you've got you've given your shirts in for ironing, and you're doing it on Shabbos mutter. To give him shikotzatz, a diet and afshek of it. Because it's set, that's an afshikov. Now, whenever he does it, it's up to him. He wants to finish his work, he wants to complete his job. And Israel doesn't care really when he's doing it. If he's not doing it today, he's going to do it tomorrow. However, also, but if you're making it very clear in your arrangement that you have to do it on Shabbos, that would be a problem. We'll speak about that. So let's say you're giving your ironing to a dry cleaner, you're giving it on Friday afternoon, and you say you're picking it up on Sunday morning, that would potentially be a problem. We'll speak about that in Mishim and Sim Reish Mem Zayin. But the carpenter, if you're giving him whatever you're giving him a certain amount of time to do it, or he said he's going to get back to you in a few weeks, a couple of weeks, then we're seeing now that kablonos really is not a problem, as long as you have, as long as there's no problem of maris ha'ayin. Now, what is betzina? So he defines tzina in the first wide line, sifkot and gimel betzina, and he shows melacha tzina, that it's the melacha is something done which is privately. Levin shen hakoyel makirin shi shel Yisrael, people won't realize that it's done for yid, k'moshim mefarish, aval eino chinami dafili moiso, so b'faisi shori. So the truth is that b'faisiya and tzina is slightly misleading, because it's about, is it recognizable that it is a yid's. That's really what the point is. The Kim Shamalocha Atzmo, and you do a Shish and Yisrael. Okay. Now, the bottom Nikud over here is whether it is mechuba or not. So anything which is mechuba is automatically called befahesia. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, that anything which is connected to the ground is called mechuba. Anything which is connected to the ground is automatically considered, befahesia is automatically considered that it's well known that it's the yid. So the examples are chatzeroi, his garden, or kosloi, or his wall. Even if people are not necessarily, you always have to be concerned about neighbors and people who know that it's a yid's property. And they will know, and they will think that he's been paid per hour. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yud says there was a story about Adam Echot Shesocha Ein Yehudi. It was a story of a Yid that he take paid a goy Shesocha Ein Yehudi leave no space to be kablonos to build a house be kablonos. So that was Be'isa, because he paid him Shesocha Ein Yehudi kablonos was. It was Be'isa, because although again kablonos is generally permitted, but a house, as we're learning now, a house is mechuba and is recognizable, and that would be a problem of Maris Ha'ayin. So it's also and the guy who built it on Shabbos, it's still also for you. Misramim olav, people told you not allowed to do that because it's mechuba and it's befahesia, and there's a problem of Maris Ha'ayin. People told him, don't do that. Don't build a house on Shabbos. Don't allow. Don't instruct the builders to build on Shabbos. Maris Ha'ayin, it's also, as we learn in Shulchan Aruch here, for lo choshash lekach, and he didn't worry about it at all. For lo yomim motim, and it didn't take many days. Shlo nisha akaka, that nothing remained. Lo loy v'lo lezaro, he lost his entire wealth and the house included, and there was nothing left, not for himself and not for his children. So this is the point, and that's what people are. The Sef Chassidim is not just Musa element. This is really, really what the underlying yesod of it is, that you won't see a ma'aseh bracha when people who build, even though it's again there is a big yetzah over here, because you're really that you're not paying him for the hours. It's kablonos, but it's just ma'aseh ayin because it's mechuba. So you'd have thought, what's the problem? It's not really also. It's not really an issue. But nevertheless, ma'aseh ayin does make a real issa d'rabbanon, and therefore there's a real issue and real yitzhar, but it mamash is also. Now what's interesting is that nowadays this has changed a little bit, and that's why Moshe speaks about it in Shuvos, that nowadays any building work is generally done by kablonos. Generally builders are contractual workers. It's very rare that you pay the workers, that you the person who actually wants this job done, it's very rare that you actually pay per hour or per day. It's true that the actual builders doing the dirty work, they will be paid per hour, but that doesn't really affect you, because the deal that you've got is normally done by kablonos. So does really the Maris Ha'ayin still apply nowadays or not? So Moshe's got a tshuva, and he's got a strong tzad to be makel, but halacha lemais, one has to, it's not so poshut. I want to just share with you briefly a story about Rebbe Kivegu, who was a rov in Friedland, before he was a rov in Posen, he was a rov in Friedland, and there was a sefer there, Cholila, to the entire place burnt down, and there was one yid that was 100%, all the yid had to rebuild their houses. This was obviously a massive tragedy. They all had to rebuild the houses. One particular yid was a president of the Kehillah. He was very wealthy, and he wanted to rebuild the house in the most magnificent way, and he didn't want to delay matters at all, so he instructed all the builders to build on Shabbos as well. Based on this head of it, it's kablonos. I'm not paying you per hour, I'm not paying you per day. So and the way everybody told him, it's Maris Ha'ayin, and everybody was what, and Rebbe Kivegu, who was at that point of from Friedland, he made it clear to Connors that one is not allowed to build on Shabbos, whatever happens, as we just learned in Shulchan Aruch, because of Maris Ha'ayin. and everybody listened to him besides this individual who went against Halacha and went against the clear gzeir of the Tikliat HaKonah of Rabbi Kveger. And Rabbi Kveger called him in and he spoke to him and he sent him letters and he said, you don't build on Shabbos, but he refused to listen. And at one point Rabbi Kveger said, okay, fine, if he doesn't listen to me, the job will happen either way. And indeed, as soon as he was able to move into the house, which was the most magnificent and the most beautiful house in the whole area, he was taki ready long before anybody else. And it was much, much more magnificent and bigger than all the other houses. Perhaps when he was ready, he moved in, and then they realized, literally weeks apparently after he moved in, one of the beams collapsed, and he brought an expert in to investigate it, and it turned out that all the woods were completely rotten, and they were completely rotten, that and they were not. He told him he has to move out of his house as soon as possible because it's a sakana to be there. And indeed, the house collapsed shortly after, and it was nothing because he spent all his money on this particular house. They used different woods, different timber, and it was rotten from a different forest because it was such a rush. So, and he wanted it, I suppose, also because it was better. It wasn't meant to be better quality, but ultimately, it was completely rotten woods than anybody else. And that's why it collapsed. And he then obviously understood that Rabbi Kveger's words were true. Let us continue with Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Lif soil avonim v'lesaken akoyros. Yid stones to a goyish worker. So it's a yid who has got goyish workers to lif soil avonim to carve into the stones v'lesaken akoyros to fix the other parts of the house, it could be the wall or the ceiling he asks a goy to fix it. Afilu beveisa shel en yehudi also, even if it's taking place in the goyisha house, also it's awesome. Why? Given the letzirich mechuba, because this is considered mechuba. It's part of the mechuba of the it's connected to the house. So although physically, so the chiddush of it is that it's although physically it's not really part of the house now, but it will be part of the house, and therefore it's considered connected. It's considered mechuba, and there is a problem with maris ha'ayim. We are referring, as the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Dalet points out, the dafri shavonim v'kerosim sheli soil. This is only with the stones and these items are belonging to the yid, and he's giving it to the goy to do the work. If there are, if the stones still belong to the goy, then the halacha will be different. If the goy did the work on Shabbos, lo yeshakim bevenu, you're not allowed to internalize it into the building. Some say the menu before some shushali soil. Some say that actually, if it was not well known that it belongs to the yid, surely it would be permitted. Mishnah Berurah explains that sifkot yudches, anu she'enu tzarich limchos ben yehudi, him yasim lachta b'shabbos. You don't have to stop the goy doing it. Obviously, it's better if it doesn't happen. But if the goy will work on Shabbos for the wall and for the stones and is carving it for the yid, and it is taking place on Shabbos, and it did take place on Shabbos, then the Evet Mishnah Berurah says that it's in Tzuchlim Chos, you don't have to protest, it's fine. Siv Gimel. Okay, this is a slightly different level. That if Goyim built a house on Shabbos, Be'issa. So what happened was that it was Kablonis, but it wasn't in the Tchum, it was in an area where there was Ma'is Ha'ayin. It is proper, it is right not to enter the house. This, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, if caught new test, Hainu Shoy Bekibolis Vesoychatchum, to also Rak Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. This is an is over here because of Maris Ha'ayin. Because again, the Goy really did it for himself. The Goy didn't do it specifically as Chiris Yoim. So Be'emes had died in Afshe of it. The Kanal, it was really, he did it for himself, but there's a problem with Maris Ha'ayin because people don't know how you're paying him. Avon Imma Yus Chir Yoim, the Medina also. But if it was different, if you paid people to do the house on Shabbos, and you're paying them per hour, you're paying them for the day, then Medina also would be also not for my sign, it would be essentially also. And it wouldn't just be proper to avoid entering the house, but it would be completely also to entering the house. And that's what all the Achronim agree. Mishabur does say that Yesh Mekilin, that's somewhat more lenient, but it's it doesn't seem to be very convincing. So, Now, Lochon Lahachmim, Mishabur Sef Kotten Chof. He said that if it did happen, I'm making that it's not Achmishlo concept, but if you haven't got a choice, so you ask, this just somehow took place and happened. They built it on Shabbos. There was an Issa of Maris or Ein, then B'diavad, you're allowed to move in. The Gemara continues in you, however, in his name, Israel, in my name, Yudish, not ask him, Loch B'Shabbos, if you stipulated with the Goy. He said, clearly, don't build on Shabbos, please. When Yudish saw, and the Goy did it, Bal Kochoy, against his wish, when Yudish saw Bal Kochoy, and the Goy did it against the Yid's wish, Lemal Ashti Melachta, because it was his own interest to do it. In Lochush, you don't have to worry. And come on, I had much this experience myself when we had some work done in the house before we moved in. I told him explicitly, I don't want him. He was a Romanian worker, who was actually very good. I told him explicitly not to work on Shabbos. But I did find out afterwards that he did. Shechinim did notice that he was till he went in and out, not on Shabbos but on Friday night. But it was completely against my wish. So as Mishnah says, then as the Gemara says over here, in Lochush, then it was his own interest. I never forced him. I never pushed him. But in Lochush, then no concern. There is no concern. Siv Dalit, a Melech's Pafesia, if it's done very publicly and it's known to everybody, I feel a metalton, even if it's not Mechuba, even if it's not connected to the ground, it's a removal item. You go in Tzfina, Ayodun Yisrael, imagine a boat or a ship which belongs to a Yid, and you asked a team to do some work on it, and you're paying them for the full job. Nevertheless, although it's kablonos, it's still a problem. Dino kumay melech mechuba, it's still considered mechuba, because this is very well known, and it is going to be a problem of maris ha'ayin. It's too well known. Morgan Avraham sef katan chov gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in sef katan chov gimel quotes Morgan Avraham. I'm Morgan Avraham shachronim tadafkim oisus finib mokum golem mefusam. The imbetzina in lachmi baze. He wants to suggest that if this is done in an extremely private place, that nobody's aware of it, that would be okay. Mishnah Berurah seems to pasken like that. I personally don't exactly understand how this can be. Well, I suppose a smaller boat, maybe. But if it's done publicly, there would be a problem. See if hey, him socha en Yehudi leshono or lishtaim. If you hired a goy for a full year to work for you, or for even 2 years. Shichtav loy, that you should do some writing work for you, or shiarig loy beged, or you should weave clothing for you. Shu ois b'chol ish yetze, and he can do whenever you want. So he can do whenever he wants. That's fine. He can even do it on Shabbos as well. So you're hiring a person for a year or two to do writing work, weaving, stitching, whatever, to do ongoing work for you for the whole year. That's fine. He can do it even on Shabbos. Because in a way, although there's an element of schiyoim here, because you're not paying him for the finished job, you're paying him for the time. You're giving him a yearly amount, yearly figure. But nevertheless, he can do whatever he wants. He can do the jobs that you're assigning him to whenever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. This is as long as that he's got some flexibility. He doesn't have to give daily an account for what he does every single day. There's some flexibility. And also, he's not allowed to do the work in. He's not allowed to do the work in the Yiddish house. Some answer this and some forbid this. Some don't like this idea of having a worker employed for a year. As soon as he's got some flexibility, he can do the work on Shabbos as well, as long as it's not in Yiddish house. This is only true if it is, says Ramo, if it's for specific work, you go and beg it later, if it's for clothing, or to be a scribe. But if it's like a domestic, cleaner that he does, that is asked to do anything over that time. That's also for everybody. So the one said that those who are matir would only be matir if it was a very, very specific job, which you can perform throughout the 12 months. But if it is varied and many jobs within his CV, that would be problematic. Let's see what the Mishnah, according to all the opinions, Mishnah Bura. So we've gotten Chavdala explains what it is exactly. Sheikhtu, because I'm going to have Kavonas Rambam. Kedai Chasorim, like the very wealthy ministers, Sheyesh, Lohem Soifa, they have a scribe, Miuchod, a Chad Miuchod, or a tailor, specific. They have got a tailor in the in-house, tailor, in-house scribe. Shevachol Eich, Shetzorei, Chasa, Lichtoiv, Miuchod, Lichtoiv, whenever the scribe wants him to write something, he's obligated to do so. Miuchod, Eich, Shetzorei, Chloi, and whenever he doesn't need him, Yoshevotl, he can just relax. Therefore, he's allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. This guy, he can do whenever he wants. He'd never asked him specifically to work on Shabbos. If he wishes, he prefers to do tomorrow, that's fine as well. And the Yid is not gaining anything by the guy doing it specifically on Shabbos. That's why it's fine. But if this person is obligated to do ongoing work throughout the entire year, that would be also. Now, here, when it comes to the Rama, there is a discussion of what we've got the opes, really. This reason, Mishnah Berurah said in the first white line. We have to protest against the Shvachos, the maidservant, Shoyes and Melocha, the name of Shabbos. The maidservant, the opes, that do work for their masters on Shabbos, it's a problem. Even if they don't do it in Yiddish house, and if they're not directly instructed from their masters, because they are specifically requested to do any type of Melocha. The chol shekeng shoyis in beveis Yisrael. Even more so, it's a problem if they work in the Yiddish house. There's also for the besochem melachem yichedes. That would be a problem according to all opinions. Also, so that is a problem, and therefore it has to be done with a lot of COVID rosh. How one allows au pairs to do work on Shabbos or cleaners to come in and to work on Shabbos. That is would potentially be a problem. There may be heterim. Rav Moshe's got a heter. But in principle, there is it definitely clashes with this Ramav. Sivov, Yudia Kine Meches. So this was a Yid who had bought the franchise. For the taxes. This is about the taxes. So you bought of the governor the who shows the permission to collect the taxes. The Yid bought the right to collect taxes and keep some taxes, to keep the taxes. But he doesn't want to do he doesn't actually want to physically go and collect. That he is
he's employing a goat to do the work on his behalf. So Yehudi Akoine Meches, the Yid who has got the right to collect the taxes, Umaskir Loy En Yehudi LeKabel Meches B'Shabbos, and he's asked a goy, he's employed the goy to collect the tax on Shabbos. Muta is fine. Im Hu Pekiboris, if it's Kablonas, you're allowed to do so. So you've asked the goy, you're not paying the goy for the hourly rate of collecting tax, but you're giving him a fixed amount. That's fine. Listen, if you, once you've collected $100, 100 dinar, 100 pounds, whatever it may be, 100 ruble, I'll give you a certain amount. So you're paying him for the job as opposed to for the hourly rate. That would be fine. Again, it's kablonus. Similarly, he can do this for every Shabbos. And the truth is, the goy will be able to take the revach made on Shabbos. He could do that, and there will be no problem in terms of maris ha'ayin. In terms of maris ha'ayin, and there's only problem maris ha'ayin of it because it's kablonos really. So maris ha'ayin is not a problem because there's such a huge financial loss involved. Therefore, Maris Ha'ayin, and I'm repeating that, Maris Ha'ayin, they were Matir B'mokum Seidam. For Yisrael HaMumun Yal Matbeah Shal Melech, the franchise or minting the coins of the king. Again, the Yid has bought the franchise to mint. Tino Kedina Mumun Al Meches, the same halach will apply. Then the tax collector, Afal Pi Shmashmin Kol B'Shabbat B'akom HaPel, they make some noise when they're actually minting the coins. Nevertheless, it's considered a hefsed meruba, and therefore we are matir the issa of maris ha'ayin. Vizosh lo yeshev yisrael etzel yin yehudi. To each now, be careful not to sit by the goy to Shabbos on Shabbos she'oisik melachto matpeh bekabolas ha'meches. You should try to avoid doing it next to the yid sitting next to the goy. The Mishnah Berurah does say, bring over here that Avoteach Hashem in the Mechapes Tzadikulus Hal Shabbos Ashov. That one should definitely avoid trying to find kulus for this. But there is a concept over here again that if a job is done by kablonas and the goy gets paid for the full job, so we have said that if it's metaltin, then normally there's a problem of Maris Ha'ayin. So here we're learning this Issa of Maris Ha'ayin, which is a real, genuine Issa. If there's a hefsed merubah, a very substantial financial loss, then Chachomim were matir. But somebody who doesn't rely on those kulas, Babateach Bashem, Enu Mechapas Adi Kulas, is Asher, we should be gebenched. Just to recap what we covered, the concept again is, we have learned there is a concept of kablonas and tzchiyom is always a problem. Tzchiyom kablonas is normally okay unless there's a problem of maris ha'ayin. We learned that mechuba is always a problem of maris ha'ayin. Metaltli not. We learned then also that. If somebody's fixed for a whole year, then potentially that's okay. As long as it's like more or less a fixed agreement what he does and he's got free time for it. If he's asked to do lots of things and all the things, then there will be a problem still. We also spoke about that the Mokum Hepsed Morba, the Issa of Maris Ha'ayin has been removed.